Bonjour, I'm Daryl Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. This is about a dark time. We all have those, and the Ojibwe way of life, it's no different. There's many things that we can talk about. One of the things I like to talk about, though, is the taking of the land. And during that dark time, the taking of the land meant a lot of things because we were so connected to the land. And when we got that was taken away, what happened is that we lost a lot of that connection to the land. The connection I'm talking about is the earth mother, the water, the trees, the animals. And that's definitely the Ojibwe way of life. That's a way of life. And to be connected to all of that, connected to nature, connected to surroundings, and birds, the sky, the clouds, the stars, the moon, the sun, especially the earth. And when you take that away, that was a really dark time for the Ojibwe people. And it's still true to this day. We're still searching for that connection again to reconnect. And some people have it, some people are still connected, but some people are disconnected. And you look around you, you see signs everywhere, lights, lots of distraction. Unnatural, and that's where you see a lot of our kids nowadays is in these unnatural surroundings. Whether they be a bowling alley or the local arcade, or do they still have arcades? Those types of things. Wherever there's big lights, That's where everybody's at, stadiums, basketball, football. And not that those aren't good things, those are good things, but the connection to the land is what I'm talking about, the dark times or when we got taken away from those things. We were a mystery. As with any mysteries, you can be afraid of them, or you can discover them. And I think a lot of them thought they discovered us, and they were also afraid. And when it was like that, that's when they decided, that. That they would take that from us. That was the one thing that we had that they wanted, was the land. And that was our only crime, was being connected to the land and being here first. That was our only crime that we had. And we had many, many lands here. Fortunately enough, there's also some light at the end of some tunnels, and one of the things that we were taught, we would follow this thing, and we would come to a place where the water grows on top of the food grows on top of the water, and that's where we would settle for now. And that's, we've settled here. That's the wild rice, and it's been a saving, you know. And we're still connected to that in that way. And some of us still go on out. Some of us still do ricing. Some of us cure it ourselves. Some of us have it, take it to the plant to go get it cured. But in any case, you know, we all have rice. And that's a main staple in our diet here in these lands here. That and fish and wild game. They're still a part of our dinner table. These beings that have given up their life so that we can go on living. And so, dark times, yeah. Lights at the end of the tunnel, yeah. Those types of things are still occurring and still happening here for us. You know, but we still battle some really hard battles right now. Right now, everybody's in some big battles right now. We're in battles with alcohol and drugs, those types of things, which are also definitely unnatural to us. And we just gotta get in there and try to overcome those things and jump those hurdles and come back to our way of life. And our way of life is pretty, you know, it's really nice. It's simplistic. It's nice. It's basically, you know, providing for our families, providing food and providing clothes, house. You know, we're still in that era here now, and we still do those things, and we provide those things. And it may not mean a lot to a lot of people, but it sure means a lot to us. So, and that's where we're at. And you know, I think we're going to stay there for a long, long time. I don't see us going anywhere but back to the old ways. All right, well, thanks for joining in, and we'll tune again next week.
Thank you for tuning on in. This is John Larper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.